Welcome to the fourth and last topic of the summer of MSDN. Today's topic is the Windows Azure platform. Now, as we look into the future of applications, services, and the proliferation of devices, the cloud and Windows Azure plays a really central role. As always, we have prepared this topic page for you with content to be consumed in half an hour, half a day, or even a full day or more. For example, if you haven't taken a look at the platform, you can start by reading articles and watching some videos to introduce you to the platform, to the Windows Azure platform. If you have already taken your first steps, you might look into what's new. What is new in Windows Azure itself? What is new in SQL Azure? Go from on-premise to off-premise. And also take a look at, for example, ACS, the Access Control Service, which allows you to implement single sign-on across devices, for example, on the future Windows 8 applications, Windows Phone applications, and even we also provide toolkits for you to implement that on other devices like iPhone, Android, of course, with the support of .NET, but also other platforms like PHP and Java. So, as we look forward to Build Conference in California, it's less than 1 month from now, and you will see in that conference where we unveil even more of the Windows 8 application platform that Windows Azure and the cloud play a really important role and that there is a big focus on the cloud. So enjoy the rest of the summer, and I would say have fun in the cloud.